there are 14, if you count every single group and all the different divisions of the Nature Conservancy. But in the Pioneer Valley, there are a couple of key land trusts, the Franklin Land Trust, Kestrel, Hilltown, Mass Audubon, and, of course, the Nature Conservancy, and more broadly, the Massachusetts Department of Ecological Restoration, Trout Unlimited, American Rivers, the Connecticut River Conservancy, and Mount Grace are all a part of this award.
Now, are you working together on one big project here, or will each agency, each grant recipient be doing their own thing, so to speak?
Yeah, it's really, the answer to your question is both. Each recipient will be working on their own projects, but the neat thing about this type of award, which is a regional collaboration, is that we'll be learning from each other all along the way. We'll be working with each other to pick out the very best projects, and then as each individual project moves forward, we'll be grouping back up to learn from each other and learn how to make these projects even better.
So what are some of the projects that that this grant will fund?
Sure. So the project has kind of two branches, one in the water and one on the land. So in our rivers, we're going to be working to identify obsolete dams, removing them, and restoring streamside habitat. And on the land side, we'll be identifying landowners who are interested in restoring wetlands or improving farm practices in ways that will improve water quality and increase the capacity of these lands to respond to changes in climate, such as increased rainfall.
Why is it important to remove obsolete dams?
Yeah. So a lot of these dams were built at the turn of the century, and those purposes for which they were built many, many years ago are no longer there. So when a dam is in place, it not only keeps fish from moving upstream, but it presents other stresses to the environment, such as raising water temperature and creating other water quality problems.
Do you know approximately how many obsolete dams we might be talking about over the expanse of the Connecticut River and its tributaries?
Yeah, there are a lot. Now, we're going to focus probably on about 10 for this project, but over the whole Connecticut River and its tributaries, there are several thousand obsolete dams.
Really, that many? Wow. Yeah.
Yes. It's quite a staggering number.
What's it cost typically to remove an obsolete dam? Is it a very expensive project?
Yeah, well, it's highly variable depending on the complexity of the project. For example, many of these dams had a mill that produced some kind of product where there might be contaminants behind the dam. If there's contaminants behind the dam, which frankly is not that common, the cost can really go up. But I'd say kind of a typical dam removal would cost between $100,000 and $250,000. You have to do engineering design. Oftentimes there's other infrastructure such as roads or bridges in proximity, so you have to be very careful of how you dismantle these features.
You mentioned agricultural land as well, and putting some of that land into conservation use. Correct? Is that part of this project?
Yeah, how I would put it is working with farmers to improve practices on their lands to improve water quality and increase the capacity of these lands to be buffered from things like climate change. So, for example, we might be restoring a part of the property that typically floods with floodplain tree species, and that would help both the farmer to preserve soils on the part of the land they're farming and provide habitat for species in the floodplain.
So it's not a program where the agricultural land is acquired and then held back against development, right? I mean, because I know that is a program that does exist, but that's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, we're really talking about two different pieces of the Farm Bill, one that works with landowners who have land that's already in wetlands and helping to restore that, and the other program works on farm properties to really help with those agricultural practices.
Oh, talk a little bit about the current condition of the Connecticut River. How is it in terms of cleanliness and its fitness for recreation and wildlife habitat?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, back many years ago, 1972, when the Clean Water Act was passed, the Connecticut River has been getting cleaner ever since. But that said, there's still times when the water might not be suitable for swimming or boating. For example, after a big rainfall, rainfall can wash bacteria, nutrients, pesticides, etc., off of parking lots and lawns and into our rivers and streams. So we noticed the biggest changes in water quality happen after big storm events. But overall, the condition of the watershed is much improved from what it was historically. And I personally think it's a great place to get out and recreate. There's great places to canoe and kayak right under the Coolidge Bridge in Northampton. It's a great place to launch a canoe, or up at Barton's Cove in Turner's Falls. And there's also great places to hike. My personal favorite is Skinner State Park, because you can see all four Connecticut River states from the top.
And presumably things will get even better along the Connecticut River after you and the other organizations have spent this grant money, right?
Absolutely. Our focus, both on the land and in the water, is improved water quality and improved habitat for species. So we're very excited for the opportunity to do projects that help in both of those arenas.
Anything else you'd like to say?
I guess I'd like to say I'm just grateful to the Natural Resource Conservation Service and this opportunity to utilize this funding. Maybe a key feature is that $5 million is a pretty big number, but most of that money will be going directly to the landowners to do the projects on private land. So a very small amount will go to these 14 groups that I mentioned. We'll facilitate a lot of that work hand-in-hand with NRCS, but the bulk of the work actually will go to the landowners to do good work on private land.